Hello?
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to order my order here, and it's not taking my card. I've used two cards. It's not taking my cards. I don't understand why.
I'm sorry, are you stating that you're placing an order but it's not taking your cards?
I'm using my my $200 gift card, and I'm trying to purchase the I'm trying to make the payment on the shipping, and it's not taking my card. Is it because I canceled my membership?
Well, let's see. May I please have your zip code?
92618.
May I please have your first and last name?
Tammy Anderson.
Okay, for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
916 Oak Glen, Irvine, California, 92618.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay. Oh, is she welcome?
No, that's the company.
No, but this bottle is $149.
It ain't worth that.
600 milligrams of water bottle.
Oh, no.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I do see we're on December 13th. You placed the order for the technical bag where you paid for shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
Yes, uh-huh, and I was billed $67 last night on my account.
Yes, ma'am, I am showing where you were billed December 18th of $67.32. Are you aware of the terms and conditions upon signing up for that bag?
Yeah, you guys took out the money. It was a monthly deal, I guess, and no, I wasn't aware of that at all, and I canceled that today. The lady I talked to earlier said, That's fine. She canceled it and everything. She said, but I can still use my $200 gift card from my first purchase. And I'm trying to pay. I ordered some stuff up to $200, and I went to go pay the shipping and handling, and it wouldn't take my card.
Okay, I do see where you did speak with someone on today. So please allow me just a brief moment to look over your account further to get that information for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, when you do a hasahi like that, it blows off frustration.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just allow me another brief moment.
Okay. Me too.
Thank you.
What?
Time for a quick. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go visit Homer over here. I was still walking. Where's Pusher?
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, so what I can do is I can have put in another request to get that another gift card sent out to you. Another link.
Oh, so what? Why? I mean, what's wrong with the one you guys sent me?
Well, you stated it's not working. You're unable
to.
Well,
that's not my fault. I mean, I'm just looking at the account right here, and it just says for me to check out, and it don't take it. It won't take my. I'm putting in the code that these guys gave me, and it's not taking it.
Okay, so yes, I can send you out another one.
Okay, so I'll be calling you guys back.
Please allow me just a brief moment to get this done for you.
Okay.
Can you get your money back? What is a scam?
It's a scam. It's a complete scam. They didn't even tell me it's going to take out $6 or $7 at my account.
Could you call where's customer service?
That's who I'm talking to.
Get a manager, because this is ridiculous. You want your money back. So that are you gonna call report them to the BBB? Oh yeah.
I'm already gonna do yep. Congratulations on your purchase. And what purchase? Who are you? I didn't get the bag yet either. Oh my god, it's scammers. Work hard, man, for your money, and they just take it out of your account and nothing you can do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
You nice on that. Get all my dad money back. Oh, look, I'm just finished. Oh, I gotta go get my shoes. What time they close?
Oh, I gotta go just finish tonight.
Huh?
I gotta go just finish tonight. Dang it, I hope I didn't miss it.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
So, what's going on?
I'm getting your voucher resent out to you.
This is the third voucher you're going to send me. Like, the first one you guys sent, and then the second one. Can you just give me my money back and just forget all of it and send me my bag, please?
Okay, so allow me just... Yes, ma'am, please allow me just a brief moment, please.
It's not her fault. She's doing a job. One girl, she said, oh, my God, don't yell at me. Ma'am, I'm not.
It's not their fault.
No, it's not. The people they work for are the scammers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Poor Pop, here you go again. He has lunch. Poor guy having lunch. He had breakfast. o'clock.
You get those noise late, right?
I normally do. It depends on what Parker wakes up. Parker was there. Parker had his food at 11 o'clock.
Oh.
So I'm
thank you for holding, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I did put in a request to get another gift card voucher sent out to you.
I did cancel. Now, no matter, you're not taking any more money out of my account because you're not going to be able to get it because I already closed this account.
Right, your account is completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive any other reoccurring charges. Also, I am tracking your package, and it says it's still in transit. Let's see.
Why did they verify with me before they took $67 out of my account? I was only supposed to be paying for the shipping and handling, so that's a scam.
So did anyone explain the terms and conditions to you?
No.
Okay. So upon signing up for that technical bag where you pay for shipping and handling of $7.95, you was automatically placed inside of a trial. Were the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that product? Well, that membership. So the membership is a $125 gift card, and $100 voucher. That you can use on our site for any product at a discounted rate. But it was also a welcoming gift. That bag was also a welcoming gift from the Factory Direct Savings Store. So you got charged for the membership because you failed to call in and cancel out your trial. So that's why you got charged the $67.32.
Okay, I understand. Well, I will be charged again. So by me being charged for that, you're going to send me that $200 gift card again, right?
Yes, ma'am. I put in a request to get you that $125 Ooh. Gift card sent back out to you.
Oh, no, it was $200. Excuse me. I'm not yelling at you. I'm really upset right now. It was a $200 gift card. Can I speak to your manager, please?
Yes, ma'am. We do all follow the same protocols.
Can I speak to your manager?
We do all follow the same protocols.
So your manager followed the same protocols, the same scam.
Well, it's not a scam because the terms and conditions were under there.
Because I was just, you guys, oh my goodness, the voucher you guys just sent me, the second voucher you guys sent me because the first one didn't work, then you guys sent it to me again and it was a $200 voucher. Now you say you're going to send me another one with a $150 voucher? What happened to the $200 voucher? I'm really getting sick of all these freaking people. You work hard and they just take your money out your freaking account. I'm talking to the Better Business Bureau. What's the name of this company? Oh, okay. It messed the wrong person.
Okay, so please allow me just a brief moment to see what I can do for you.
Thank you. Give me my.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I can offer you a 50% refund on that $67.32.
50%. I need 100%.
Yes, ma'am. Well, those charges are valid. Due to those terms and conditions being under there, so I offered you the 50% as a courtesy.
Okay, so are you going to send me the $200 gift card like you guys promised?
Yes, ma'am. I already put in a request to get that sent back out to you.
Okay, thank you very much.